I had to take a moment. I'm the preacher, teacher, cop, and thug. Last week we observed the sacrifice that Jesus did for the people. And that's why we missed last week. We wanted to show him homage and honor and respect and just take a week to be silent, to honor him, because we are believers. And even though I am totally far away from my goal as to being like him, I still do take the time to acknowledge and respect the Most High and how he gave his son, who is Jesus, to die for my sins and the people in the world. So we wanted to say thank you, God and Jesus, for the sacrifice, because they don't have to. A lot of people don't take the time to realize that. God don't need you. He is the all the be all, the creator. He made you. I wanted to say this. It reminded me of a scripture when it said, I make the rocks cry out. So he really don't need your praise, but he really love it. And I'm not letting a rock take my praise. That's an old pastor of mine used to say that. And now I'm understanding. But hello everyone, I'm Miss Tim from the Preacher Teacher Coffee Thug, and yes, we are back this week, and we got some great topics for this week, and I can't wait to you hear, and it's going to be very relatable, because I think God show us examples to use to wake up the masses. So we use relatable topics, we use things that's happening around us to bring awareness to the things that we may be doing. But before I leave, and we had 2 minutes already, I wanted to come in with a just thinking today and say, man, be aware of be aware of your disagreements, be aware of righteous commentary, be aware of righteous correction. And the reason why I'm talking about that today is I had an experience this week. I was in disagreement with one of my mentors, one of the women that I look up to, and me and her, our opinions was very different on a view. And yeah, everyone knows me. I live for a difference of opinions because I like to look at things different. So, but me and her opinion on a situation was very different. And I have a wrong and a right way that I buy it. To me, this is just my opinion. To me, the wrong way I went by it was I had a disagreement and I went away with my own opinion about the way I felt like she should have thought about something. And I went away and I kind of counseled myself, which could be very dangerous. I think God tried to help us with that too. If you ever noticed that, be careful. He said, lean not into your own understanding. When I think about that, I had to come back and ask God for forgiveness, and I also had to go to the woman that I really look up to, and I say, yeah, I apologize for some things, even if it ain't nothing but your thinking. A lot of people don't realize that. I didn't understand, you know, God talked a lot about how when you're thinking, you might as well go and do it. Your thinking is about as strong as your doing sometimes. But so that was the bad part about the situation. But the good part about it, the way I was redeemed, I went and asked for an apology, and I asked for an understanding. So what I'm trying to say is, before you go away with your own opinion about something you disagree with someone about, try to get an understanding. Try to get great counsel, righteous counsel. Let me make that known. Everybody can't tell you what you should do. Be careful with that. Be careful with taking counsel just from anybody. You are looking for righteous counsel. That's very important. That's key. And maybe I would elaborate more about this situation Friday. So make sure you get to the Preacher, Teacher, Cop, and Thug. We will talk about it more. Go to Facebook under Ms. Tia, M-Z-T-I-A, Ms. Robert, M-Z-R-O-B-Y-N. And you'll see us on Facebook, YouTube, B-Tia TV, Instagram, Preacher, Teacher, Cop, and Thug. And hello, Spotify, Anchor, and everything that carries this podcast. You are here. But man, we can't wait to see you Friday. And if you are a person who went through what I experienced this week, you'll understand. But the key is, make sure you go after righteous counsel, because it can help you or hurt you. And because I turned around and I piggybacked and I remembered the words, what I've learned from God and the Bible, I was able to redeem and fix the situation. So man, shout out to everybody who is a believer of Christ and to those who's not sure yet. I love God because He is a God of love. He is a God of everything. He is the Most High God. Some people even call Him the Almighty. So man, shout out to you guys. And I love you guys. Don't forget, this Friday, Preacher, Teacher, Cop, Thug. See you there. Bye.